Greetings. We are continuing our series of Shiurim Binyani Pikuach Nefashos based on the Sefer Shevet Mehuda of Maron Hagaon, Rav Issa Yehuda Unterman, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Very interesting Shiloh we're going to discuss in this Shiur. Is Tefillah considered Refuah, which would allow, permit Malacha B'Shabbos? There is a discussion in the Sifrei Achronim if tefillah is enough to be considered a need for the challah, which would permit malacha. Are you allowed back then to send a telegram today? It's a phone call or an email or a text to bring to the attention of a tzaddik that a challah needs tefillah. In the Sefer Minchas Shabbos in Siman Pei Dalet Os Choftes, there should be a schus of the initial Smaras Esther Basrub Shmuel and Shlomo Ben Shimon. There is a tshuva from the Maharsham on this Shaila, and he writes as follows: Asher Shoal in Mutter Lichtov Depsha Be'erev B'Shabbos Kodesh Avor Cholel Letzadik Mufursim. Are you allowed to write a Depsha? I guess that's a telegram on Shabbos for a Chole. Or maybe it's a kvittel to a tzaddik mefursim. So the Birka Yosef and Arachaim Simin Shinalef Osvav Herich Bedin Ksiva School Makom Sakanas Nefashis Rav Gadol Besifra Kotzev Haskula Veben Divrei Adbaz Belashonos Harambam Lechol She'ena Refuah Tivis Aser Aval Betshuvas Ad Maskoda Shepriyot Kotzev Rashbaran Raman Chok Wal Harambam Ach Mekol Makom Tzarech Iyun Tivim Avre Veitzliach Bevadei Lo Aser Shum Iser Kach Shemati Shehor Agon Meir Rab Shlomo Kluger Mibrad V'Gar Ba'Adam Shehitir. So, in the Sefer Birkei Yosef, he discusses the writing of a skula, writing of a kimeya, some sort of amulet, if it's Sakanat Nefashos, and a big Rav in his Sefer wrote this skula, where you're supposed to write for Sakanat Nefashos. And he brings from the Radbaz in Lashonas HaRambam that if it's not a natural refuah, it's usher to be Mechal Shabbos for. But in other Sfarim, in Admas Kodesh and Priyaretz, they argue, they write that the Rashba and the Ramban argue with the Rambam that not only refuah tivis is mutter. We've already discussed this at length about refuah tivis and halacha. And if he was matzliach to be merabe lo'as shum iser, and so I heard of Hagaon Rav Shlomo Kluger, who assered, and he was goer ba'adam. He screamed at a person who was matir on Shabbos to write a telegram to be mechal Shabbos so that a tzaddik should daven for somebody. So there was a rav who was matir, and Rav Shlomo Kluger didn't like it at all. And like the Radbaz says in the Rambam, it has to be a refuah tivis. Not a refuah tivis, not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. However, in the Shiurei Mincha there, in that Sefer, he brings that the Maharsham was matir letzarechol sheyesh bo sakana to send a message to tzaddikim that they should daven, because maybe it's like Bikuach Nefesh, that it's mutal Mechal Shabbos, but Yisr Torah, and certainly a Shvus, certainly a Derabbanan. So you have a tzad here that it's mutar to be Mechal Shabbos to send to a tzaddik to daven, it's Bikuach Nefesh. So even though it's their mashma over there that the great Maharsham is inclined to be matir, it would appear that we have to be mechalik between refuah and tevilah. And the svara is that only refuah, and even a refuah skulis, even if it's only alternative medicine, it's something that's not conventional, but it's known that it works, if there is such a thing. So for that you're mechal Shabbos. But not tevilah be ma'or rachay shemayim, because you can't come in front of the king of the world with tefillah, the remais of Chil Shabbos, Kein Kategor, Nasis Sanegor, we see in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, and so to tefillah, Bris Mila Shel Mamzer, Ein Omer Se Tefillah, Kamis Yad Lav Yivu Li'imo, Shal Yidei Mamzer, Mandro La Musia Bo La Olam, causes a lot of problems, these Mamzerim, so we don't want to bring bad things to the world, and that's what happens when we daven, when we're Chal Shabbos for a tefillah. So to be Matzil Nafshu Shel Mamzer, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. And a mamzer, to save a life, proceeds a nasin in a and a ger and an eved mishuchar, like we see in the Mishnah Harei Dafid Gimel. So even though we have to do everything to save him, nevertheless we don't daven for him, because his yitzira that kaimei yisrael hazeh, because his creation was done through an avera, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have nachas ruach from such a birth. And tefillah is, you want to give Hashem nachas ruach, and to be mechal Shabbos for a tefillah doesn't give Hashem nachas ruach. And that's why Rabbi Shlomo Kluger screamed at this person who did a melacha on Shabbos to ask a tzaddik to daven for this chol. We find similar to this in the Magen Avram in Kuf Chav Chai Sif Kat Nayin, who brings that in certain places it's knowing that when Shabbos falls on Yantiv, they don't duchen v'layadati tama davar, and he doesn't know why on Shabbos don't you duchen if it falls out on, why if Yantiv falls out on Shabbos don't you duchen. And he says, maybe it's because they say the Rabbanu Shalom, and there's an Isser Tchina, an Isser of making a supplication on Shabbos. Hashem can be Yomtiv, it's not such a Hakpada, just like on Yomtiv Husei Avinu Malkeinu, but not on Shabbos. So therefore, in order not to say this Bakasha, we don't Duchen. Magen Avraham brings that he found in the Sefer Pitcher and Chalomos, that you're not to say the Rabbanu Shalom, this Ribbon on Shabbos, unless a person's Mitzana on Shabbos at Tainis Chalom, and he argues. And he says that if it's mutter to fast on Shabbos, so it's certainly mutter to say the ribon. And the Magen Avraham concludes that divrei agronim shri v'kayamim, the bishleim atainis, so it's mevatul chalomos, like esh lena uras, like a fire to flax. So it's pikoch nefesh. So atainis is definitely mutter, but not the ribon. So he goes with the gaonim. Gaonim say not to say the ribon. And the Sefer Pisan Cholomus argues, but the Magen Avraham says, he says, if you're allowed to fast, you're allowed to say the Ribon. But the Magen Avraham says, no, the Gaonim are right. Tainis is mutter because it's very powerful, it's Bikoch Nefesh, but not the Bakosh on Shabbos. Like it says in Yoredea Kofnen Hey, the Revua has to be Yedua in order to be Mechal Shabbos. So that the Magen Avraham said it's Bikoch Nefesh, it's Melitza. Because there's no suffix that they're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for a Chalom. But we're matir atainis because the person's really nervous about about this dream. But on Kopanim, he doesn't allow this tefillah of the ribon, of making the tchina on Shabbos for the fast, just the fasting itself. So you see that even the isser of making a bakasha on Shabbos, the tchina, is not nitche when they were matir atainis. And that proves that you can't bring a raya from what they were matir with regard to tefillah, meaning yes, we're matir taneisim, but we're not matir tefillah on Shabbos if it's not a proper tefillah for Shabbos. And so too, we're matir chil Shabbos for pikoach nefesh, but not for a tefillah. You can't bring a raya for tefillah. Maybe a tefillah of a tzaddik meforsam is a refuah of a dais, but one can argue if it was a refuah of a dais, then mistama, there'd be no more sick people in Klal Yisrael. Every day they say Rifa'inu, Rofei Chol Ama Yisrael. They ask Hashem to heal them all, the tzaddikim gemurim. So mistam, it's not considered a refuah of a dais. So the Gaonim said, I hope this was clear, maybe I wasn't clear enough about it, that you don't say the ribon on Shabbos unless you fast. If you fast, together with the fast, you can say the bakasha that goes along with the fast, but otherwise not, because you're not matu the bakasha stam. So that you're allowed to say the ribon shalom on Shabbos, this tchina that you say when you fast, and only when you fast, makes sense, because it's mefurish that a city that was surrounded by goyim, or a sfina that's meturefis by yom, that's in danger of going under, or a chol sheish bo sakanas hayom, we're allowed to make a tchina on Shabbos. If we were surrounded by goyim, sfina meturefis by yom, chol sheish bo sakanas hayom, we're allowed to say a tchina on Shabbos. I still remember going to the Kotel, what was it, 25 years ago or so, when 25 years ago, when Nachshon Waxman, Hashem Yinkom Damo, was taken hostage. So we went to the Kotel Friday night to daven, Zokim Mischanan B'Shabbos for Chol Sheish Bo Sakana. There's a move on. The Etzem Atam Shein Omrim Tchina, the reason you're not allowed to say Tchina is because you're not allowed to be Mitztar, but B'Shas Sakana, That's not tzar. The tchina is mekel on the tzar. It lessens the tzar. Adarav, we don't let him daven, he's going to feel worse. And also a chalom, a person had a bad dream. So he's fasting, so we allow the rebound because it makes him feel better. So we find something interesting in the Psicha to the Sefer Levush Mordechai and Bava Kamma, that the reason during a Yisker everybody walks out who's not saying Yisker is they shouldn't feel bad. You know, they're talking about all their dead relatives. It really can put a damper on your day. Is that the word? So it's not, it can make one sad. It can make one depressed to start hearing all these people, my mother, my father, my brother, my sister. So they go out. But the people who say it are allowed to say it because it makes them feel better. Oh, they're davening for the nishmas of the neshama of their relative. But to hear from someone else makes them feel bad, and you shouldn't have that anyantif. So that's like we're saying, that a tefillah on the mutar on Shabbos, it makes you feel better, but not if it's going to make you feel worse. So a person who is anyway fasting, a person who's anyway got a makam, and a makam, people are in a makam sakana, and people are feeling terrible. So the davening is going to make you feel better, not feel worse. But otherwise, stop to say a tchina if it's going to make you feel worse. You know, it's going to bring you down. You're not allowed to say it. So what comes out from what we're saying is that you're not allowed to be matir malacha d'araisa l'tzarech tefillah, and don't compare tefillah to refuah, and that's definitely the consensus. So we have a lot to talk about still, and next. That passage on triage and on Dine Kadima and who to save, and really a lot more amazing Torah in front of us. So please stay tuned, and we should see continuing to flow as Mitaras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest.